But then there's a third type of salvation. And this one is really popular. And you and I face it every day. Especially in Chester, South Carolina. There's a popular message being broadcast over the Chester, South Carolina local news spiritual area broadcast. You think about tonight, breaking news is this, and it's the third type of good or fake news, and that's the what if salvation. The what if salvation. We've seen the works, we've seen the whatever, now we see the what if. What if salvation? In other words, this can be, there's two parts to this, two different ways we'll look at it, if you will. But the first part, the what if salvation today that's being broadcast over the airways and was back in the Bible times as well, is the fact that what if I sin too much? What if once I get saved, I kill somebody? What if, and I'm going to the extreme when I say that, but what if once I get saved, I don't go to church and I quit for a long time? What if I quit paying my tithe? What if I go out and start doing all these heinous things that we could talk about? The what if salvation. In other words, there's a lot of people that say, but what if I do this? In other words, my salvation has a what if with it. If I take and I do these things, then what if that? What if I do that? What if I do this? Well, I'm trying to make it to heaven. I'm trying to be saved. Guess what that would fall under? A what if salvation. In other words, my salvation is not settled. It's a what if salvation. It's as long as I don't do this or I don't do that, it's a what if. You know, something interesting when you come to the what if salvation, a good thing that to ask or to talk to those about that have a what if, and it's really hard, they usually struggle with answering this question if they have an answer at all most of the times, is this. At what point do you go too far to lose your salvation? At what's that point exactly? How do you know when you've crossed that line and you come to that exact point where it's gone too far? A lot of times they struggle with that answer. Well, you just this and you just, you know. They don't really know the answer a lot of times. You think about there's a lot of what if salvation that's out there that's being broadcast over the airways. If you sin too much, you get too far away from God, you get too backslidden, you do this or you commit that, the what if salvation, then you take and then you have lost your salvation, if you will, that you once had. The what if salvation. Turn with me to John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10 is a good verse of Scripture when it comes to the what if broadcast. The what if salvation. John 10 and verse number 27. And you have people ask you questions about the what if salvation that's being broadcast a lot of times, especially if you go out and talk to a lot of people in our area. John 10 and verse number 27, Jesus talking about how He's the shepherd and the sheep hear His voice. Verse 27, "My sheep," Jesus says, "hear My voice. And I mark these next words, and I know them, and they follow Me." Notice verse 28. "And I give unto them" what? "Eternal life." How long's eternal? Forever. That's what it means. Forever and ever. Eternal. Everlasting. Always, right? No end. Eternal life. The what if salvation and eternal kind of has an issue, doesn't it? If you think about it. Because you'd have to say, if this or that. Notice it says, "And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. My Father which gave them Me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand. I and My Father are one." You see, the what if salvation teaches that as long as I don't do this or don't do that or don't do too far that way or don't do this that way, then I'm saved and I'll make it to heaven and everything will be okay. I'm working, I'm trying to make it that way. The what if salvation. But another version, if you will, the second part of this what if salvation that some people believe is not necessarily the first way I mentioned, but so this what if salvation could be defined this way as well. Another version of it is when it comes to this word, we use this word a lot of times, and I don't think I explain a lot of times, is the fact of what if I'm not one of the elect? What if I'm not chosen by God to be saved? What if? You ever thought about that? There's some out there believe, and we say they're Calvinists, and that's the term that's been put on them. But you think about simply this, what if? In other words, they have the idea, and there's we've met many in the last few years and things around. They have the idea, and there's a lot even going to Baptist churches that believe this, folks, sad to say, but I'm just saying. There's a lot of Baptist churches that preach and teach this, along with other denominations, okay? But they take and they preach and broadcast the message of simply this in a nutshell, if you will, this morning, and they'll have issue with what I'm getting ready to say. If I was to say this to one of them this morning, they would tell me this, no, 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 that's not what we believe and say. And they would say it differently. But if you pin them down, you know what they're saying and what they're not saying? Exactly what I'm saying. Okay? So we'll not get into that. I've watched tons of videos, trust me. I've had people try to dispute, I want you to watch this video. I want you to read this book. And I've wasted a lot of time watching this video or that book because I get angry every time at the end. Amen? Because it's just not, well, it's being broadcast, the what if salvation. In other words, what if I'm not saved? What if I'm not one of the elect? What if you will. They believe in a what-if salvation, the Calvinist does. Because they believe that only if you will, a certain group are a part. They use the word elect and, if you will, they pervert. Remember what we said that word meant earlier, the gospel. They twist that, if you will, to mean what they believe, which is not, I believe, what the Scripture says. In other words, that God only takes and that only a certain few have a chance to be saved. In other words, those that are the elect. Those are the only ones that's going to get saved. Those are the only ones that's going to go to heaven is those that are the elect. They have an issue. Because if you believe that way, then you know what you're saying? Everybody else doesn't have a chance to be saved. Now, the Bible does mention the elect. The Bible does mention the chosen. But something you've got to keep in mind is the elect are those that accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The gift of salvation. Those that are not elected are those that choose, key word, not to accept the gift of salvation that is offered to them full and free that you and I sung about a while ago in our songs. In other words, they have the gift of salvation offered to them and they say, no. You see, because the problem with the what if in this part of the what if salvation is simply this, that they believe instead, no, that person did not choose not to get saved. God didn't choose them. In other words, that person wasn't one of the elect. They wasn't going to get saved all along, so they didn't get saved. The one that takes and does get saved, well, they apparently they were one of the elect. They chose to get saved. That's taking out man's free will. That's saying that man has no choice in the matter. So why, and this is where they'll get to arguing with what I'm getting ready to say, they'll say this. I'll say this to them. I'll say, then why even ever go witness? Why ever go tell anybody the gospel in the world? Why do it? If they're going to get saved, they're one of the elect, they're going to get saved anyway, right? What's the point in me? Why are we here? Why are we go out and pass out tracts? What is the point? If they're going to get saved, they're one of the elect, they're going to get saved. God's going to save them whether I go or not. I ain't got nothing I need to do. God's going to do it. Great commission. No, it's great God commanding and telling people, you're going to get saved, you're going to get saved. Amen. If God don't use me, He'll use somebody else. I'll have to do nothing. Sit on my couch. Amen. Drink my sweet tea and do whatever else I need to do. Amen. Why taking witness? What's the point, if you will? Why do we have the Great Commission, the Great Command? Why in the world send missionaries over in Africa? Let them figure it out. Amen. If they're elected, they get saved. If they ain't, they ain't. Amen. And you think about if God's chosen and elected certain people in that regard and they're going to get saved and they're going to go to heaven no matter what, then guess what? Then that means there's other people, and this is where they'll really argue with you, but this is what they're saying. There are certain people that God chooses, God draws, God gets to go to heaven, and the other ones don't. then guess what you're saying? There's certain people God chooses to go to hell. There's no two ways about it. Amen? If there's some that don't have a choice, if all of us don't have a choice in the matter, then you're saying God's made the choice for the person and God chose, yes, they'll go to heaven, but God, you got to say He's chosen some to go to hell too. That's not the God I see in my Bible. Is it to you? I'm simply saying this morning, there's not a what if salvation, the fact of what if I'm not one of those elect or chosen. When I see that, it reminds me a little bit of the 144,000 in the Jehovah's Witnesses that say, if you're a part of this group, then you'll get to go. Right? Years ago. And then, of course, they've been changing all that along the way. But you get the point. There's a lot of groups that say, well, if you're this certain group or this certain thing, the what if salvation. You think about simply today, it's being broadcast popularly over the airways. But there's a problem with it, folks. They'll try to pervert, they'll try to twist Scripture, if you will, to preach and to promote their broadcast, if you will. But John 12:32, there's two verses that dispel very quickly all the false ideas that is out there when it comes to the message of the what if salvation. John 12:32, Jesus said these words, and these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and I, talking about Himself, if I be lifted up from the earth. Was the Lord Jesus Christ lifted up from the earth? Clearly He was. I don't think we'd have no dispute about that amongst even these that believe this what if salvation. Yeah, He died on the cross. Yeah, He lifted up from the earth. Here's where they just skip the rest of the verse, I guess. Will draw all men unto me. Amen, amen, Brother Gary? Amen. They have a problem understanding the word all and whosoever in the Bible. Amen? Because the word all means all. Amen? Look it up in the Greek. Amen? It means all. Same thing as English. In other words, that when the Lord Jesus Christ got lifted up on the cross, when He died on the cross of Calvary, guess what? When His gospel is preached, when His gospel is taught, guess what happens? He draws all men to Him. He gives everybody a chance to be saved. Amen. Amen? He draws all men to Him. All have a chance to be drawn. Not just a select few. Not just certain ones, but all. All men, the Bible says. And these are just a few of many verses. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. We looked at this Wednesday night, I believe, if my memory is correct, but in a different light. 2 Peter 3:9, the Bible says, the Lord is not slack concerning His what? Promise. Here's a promise from God. God don't break His promises. Amen. Here's a promise from God. He's not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing, and I mark these words in my Bible, not willing that any should perish. Well, there's a problem if you believe only certain people have a chance to go to heaven and the other ones don't get drew, they don't get a chance. There's a problem with this verse because then God's willing that some would perish, right? But He said He's not willing that any should perish. But that, here's another good word we talked about a while ago, all should come to repentance. It's God's will for everybody in the world to be saved. So what does God do? He died for all, not just some. Amen. And He took and He died for all. He draws all, as Jesus said. And He gives all a chance to be saved because He doesn't want anybody to die and go to hell. Amen. Notice the next part of the verse. But that all should come to repentance. He wants all to be saved. He wants all to repent and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But does everybody in the world do the will of God? No. Amen? Look around you every day. That's pretty evident. Amen? Look at your own life. That's pretty evident. We always don't do what God's will is. We always don't do what God wants us to do. But God does His part. He draws. Amen? He convicts. Amen? And He takes and gives them a chance to be saved. Amen. Because that's His will. He doesn't want any to perish. But He wants all to come to repentance. These are just a few verses this morning. I ask you this question, either way of this two-part point that you want to look at of the broadcast of the what if salvation, would you say the what if salvation is good news or fake news? One, two, three.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news. Amen. Fake news. You say, but Pastor, how in the world do you know that these three things that cover a lot of stuff, if you really look at it, the work salvation, the whatever salvation, and the what if salvation. How do you know that these things that are so popular, that are being broadcast so much on all the networks, if you will, out there, how do you know that these things are fake news? How do you really know that? Because I've showed you this morning from God's Word. Amen? God's Word this morning tells us what the fake news is. That's why I read all the verses before I asked you. To tell you what the message is being broadcast is, to show you what God's Word broadcasts, so then we can decide fake news or good news. By the way, that's the way we ought to do everything when it comes to spiritual in our lives. Amen? When somebody broadcasts a message, we need to look at God's Word, see what it says, and then determine fake news or good news. Amen? We need to see what God says in His Word, because His broadcast is always true. Amen? Titus chapter 1 and verse number 2 tells us that. Titus 1 and verse number 2, a short verse of Scripture, and there's several verses we can look at that prove this point, but Titus 1 2 is the one the Lord led me to. It says, in hope of eternal life, and here's the phrase, which God that cannot lie. He can't do it. There's some things God can't do, and one of them is lie. Amen? Like we used to have back there on our little flip chart. Somewhere it is back there still. Which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Before the world ever began, God promised He can't lie. Amen? God does not lie. And so if you take and you look in God's Word to see if something is fake news or good news, what the Bible tells you is going to be what? Good news. It's not going to be fake. Amen? And then it'll help you determine if that person or that broadcast, that message that's being given over the airwaves is fake or good. If it matches up with God's Word, it's good. If it don't, it's fake. You think about today, fake news or good news. If you will, turn with me to John chapter number 3. I know you know the verses. But John chapter 3, since you're not far away, John 3 and verse 16. Well, you might be, depending on where you turned. But John 3, 16. And let's look down at verse, down here, if you will, with me, at verse number 14. Just because we read this verse earlier, one of these other verses earlier that backs up this one. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Remember, He said He'd be lifted up, He'd draw all men. And He was. Notice the next part, verse 15, that, here's a key word, whosoever. Remember I said about the whosoever's and the all's. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, there it is again, believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Amen. Another word, simply this morning, there's another gospel out there, and it's, to me it's called the wonderful gospel. The wonderful gospel. In other words, it's the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth, amen, and He lived a perfect sinless life. Amen. The Bible says He was tempted in all points like as us, but yet He was without sin. He lived a perfect sinless life, and at the end of His 33 years here on this earth, He went to that cross of Calvary, wrongly accused of crimes He didn't commit, and He died there on that cross and shed His precious blood for me and you. They took Him, buried Him in a borrowed tomb, and 3 days later, what happened? He got out of that tomb. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. You think about the fact today that He arose from that grave. And that's the message this morning of the gospel, of what Jesus Christ did, the death, burial, and the resurrection. Amen. But you say, how do I accept that gospel? Is it by works? Y'all said it was fake news. Is it by the whatever? Either way I want to go, that I accept this gift? Y'all said it was fake news. Is it by the what if salvation? As long as I don't do this or that or go too far with that, or as long as I'm one of the chosen ones, then yes. Y'all said fake news. The Bible said fake news on all those points. We gave you scriptures to back them up. Romans 10. And there's lots of verses we could look at. I'm just trying to narrow it down this morning. Romans 10 and verse number 10. Romans 10:10. And let's back up to verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is, that I like this next phrase, especially for us. That is the word of faith. Amen. The word of Faith Baptist Church, if you allow me to say that, for what we're talking about. Which we preach. Amen. For over 50 years now, this is the message of the good news that's been broadcast. The message of faith from Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Over 50 years, this message has been broadcast over the airways in Chester, South Carolina. If not, although I know it has, okay? From other places and other churches. It's been broadcast here for over 50 years. We might be a small little broadcast station. Amen? But you know what? This little broadcast station has been here for 50 years broadcasting some news. Amen? And it's the news of Romans 10:10, verse 9. We'll read that first. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. That if you take and you believe in what He did and you believe in the Lord Jesus, you confess that with your mouth, you believe it in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Not a what if. Not if you do this or if you don't do that. Not if you go, well, you can go any way that you want to go. No, the Lord Jesus, the verse said. You confess the Lord Jesus. Notice with me the next verse, verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. In other words, it's not your righteousness that gets you there, but it's believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, what He's done in His righteousness that gets you saved, that gets you there. Notice the next other part of the verse. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew or Greek. Doesn't matter if you're white, yellow, black, or whatever background you come from, salvation is still the same. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all. Uh-oh, there's the word all again. Several times that call upon Him. For, here's another word we've mentioned several times, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. That's the wonderful salvation. You think about simply today, the Lord Jesus Christ went to Calvary and He died and shed His blood and rose again so that we might be saved. And it's only by His finished work on the cross of Calvary that a person can come to know Him, be forgiven of their sins, and spend eternity in heaven. I ask you this morning, is the wonder for salvation good news or is it fake news? One, two, three.
Good news.
Amen. Amen. The word gospel, we've heard it said many times, means what? Good news. And if there's ever a day and time that people need to know there's some good news, and by the way, let me say this, the good news is not fake news. Because fake news ain't really good, is it? It might make you think sometimes that things are better than what they are, but when you find out it's fake, in the end, amen, or down the road 20 years from now, then guess what? It wasn't no good news, was it? Instead, it was really bad news, wasn't it? Fake news is never good. Really, it's bad. The only news that's good news, may I say, is the truth.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
That's the only news that's good. You say, but boy, that truth hurts sometimes. Amen?
Right.
I know it does. But how many times has it been said this way, that a friend will always tell you what? The truth. A true friend, a good friend, will tell you the truth even if it hurts. But you know what? The Lord Jesus Christ is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And He said in His Word, there's the good news of the gospel. There's only one name that you can be saved by. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through me, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe anything else, you'll come up, as He said on the Sermon on the Mount, saying, Lord, Lord, I've done these things in Your name. I've done many wonderful works. Lord, look at this. What if that? Lord, this. Lord, that. He says, I never knew you. Amen. Depart from me. You think about simply today, there's good news and there's fake news. That's all around us. But you know, maybe some today have sat and thought, as I have in the last few years, as this buzzword has taken over, fake news, I've thought many times, and you tell me if you're true, if you feel the same way I do, not talking about spiritual for 2 seconds, okay? How many times have you thought, boy, I don't know what to believe anymore on this TV or radio or internet, whatever you get your news from? I don't know what to believe anymore. You ever felt that way? There's so much fake news mixed with good news, and it's kind of mixed together a lot of times, a little of both a lot of times, right? They mix in a little bit of this or that with it. That to find the pure truth, to find the straight good news, is you feel like, maybe I have at times, that's pretty much impossible. Right. Yeah, there's some that do better than others, but even those are tainted, right? Sometimes there's fake news there. And basically, the best thing I've determined over the last few years, as far as that goes, you have to take and listen to it and pray, Lord, help me discern what the truth really is. Amen? You think about it, a lot of it's really not important to a point, but a lot of it is to a point. But I'm simply saying this, maybe you felt like that, maybe somebody has in here this morning when it comes to the spiritual. There's so much broadcast out there, preacher. How many times have you heard people say things like this to you? This church says you got to do this. This church says you got to do this. This one says you get saved that way. This one follows this God. That one follows that God. This one follows that. You're telling me that all these roads don't lead to heaven, that the whatever salvation and the what if salvation and the work salvation ain't right? How do I know that what you're telling me is right? Because I've shared with you from God's Word that cannot lie. The truth. I might lie at times, Lord help me, I shouldn't, but we've all done it. Amen. All men are liars, the Bible says. You have too. But you know what? God's Word will never lie. And if we go by it, we'll always have what is the good news and the true news and the gospel. And you and I, we ought to take and go spell out the gospel to those that surround us. Go spell out to them what the good news really is and the true news, because there's so much fake news being broadcast over the airwaves. You think about simply, I close with this today. For over 50 years, this church has been broadcasting the same message, amen, that Jesus saves over the airwaves. For over 50 years, this church in Galatia, they took and they had been removed from the gospel He had taught them to begin with to something different because of some people that had come in around them and began to trouble them. Today, that's a warning, I believe, to me and you. We've been broadcasting the truth for 50 years. There's a lot of fake news out there trying to remove us from the truth. May the Lord help me, and may we pray, Lord, help us to keep on broadcasting the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.